Stephen McConnell, thank you so much for joining us on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. First and foremost, a huge congratulations. Letterkenny Rovers, they are the champions of the Brian McCormack Sports Premier Division for yet another season. Two in a row. Congratulations, Stephen. Left it late today, fair to say.
That's a fair point, I. We left it late, Kieran, I thank you. Yeah, it's good. It's probably the best way to win a league, but also probably the worst at the time when you're going into it in the 89th minute, 1-0 down. And yeah, thankfully, the boys popped up with two big goals in 89th and 92nd minute to get us over the line.
No strangers to success, Letterkenny Rovers. No strangers to goal scorers today. Lee McMonagall, he scored a lot of big goals in his career. BJ Banda, Finn Harps fans may be listening to this interview. What is it about him? He can score big goals, big games, late.
Yeah, BJ's got that in the locker, as does Lee. A couple of years ago, he beat KJ in the Brian McCormack Cup final with a Lee McMonagall hat-trick and scored the 92nd minute winner. And Banda's popped up with big goals and big games at big moments, and thankfully the two boys stepped up today when needed.
As a season as a whole, Stephen, suppose maybe one phrase comes to mind. It ain't a sprint, it's a marathon. And what I mean by that is, you didn't have the best of starts. Bonagie were top of the table for the first maybe 10 games or so. Was there a changing moment for you? Was there a standout moment for you that you said to yourself, right, we can actually win this league? Or did you believe the whole time along?
You kind of believe it. Like, we went to Bonagie in the second game of the season and we were a bit 3-0 and well beat that day, and I kind of thought that day that this could make or break us, and thankfully we kind of went on a good run of winning games then. And like, we've had a lot of games where we've won it very late. Like, we won up in Kildrum with a 93rd minute winner from Podge. Lee scored in the last few minutes against Donegal Town to win. Ryan Lonergan scored in the 95th minute against Kilmacrennan. Gene McNamee the other week equalised against Bonagie in the 8th minute. So big moments for big players to step up and get us over the line. And we have that never-say-day attitude in the team and the belief in the squad, so thankfully we got the job done today.
This is the second Premier Division title in a row. It's the third league in a row, because you were in the First Division the year when the Ulster Senior League folded. You had to come up through the leagues. How does this rank for you in terms of, I know you won it last season, how does this rank for you in terms of winning leagues? Is it right up there, or is it more special than the other ones?
Oh, that looks, winning leagues are always special. It's the bread and butter. It's a competition everyone sets out to win. And the best team always wins the league. So it's never easy. No one hands it to you. Like, we've had a tough season. That's the best Donegal league and hardest Donegal league I've ever seen. Anybody can pick points off everyone, and we've really had to dig in this year. Like, we're such a strong squad, but thankfully we do, because every team steps up. Stepped up this year against us and against other teams. It's a really, really competitive league, and the future's bright for the football in the county.
You used the words there, stepped up. League of Ireland third to you now beckons for your side. Would the word excitement come to mind going into new territory? And as a club, how are you prepared for it? I'm sure lots of work, hard work going on off the field.
Yeah, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes, and we have regular meetings and regular contact with the FAA, and getting like subcommittees gathered up in terms of like fundraising and stuff, because there's going to be a lot of travelling involved. But it's exciting to take the step up, and I suppose going in a bit of unknown, because we wouldn't know a lot about some of the teams, and yeah, you're just going to have to do your homework and get your squad as ready and strong as possible to be competitive in it, because we want to have a showcase for the football in the county, and with ourselves, Bonagie and Cork Hill going in, that's three very strong teams, and we'll see what we have to offer.
In terms of key personnel and players coming and players going, is there anything you can leak to us at Highland Radio Sunday Sport? Do you know any players coming in or players leaving? God loves
it. Oh, if I knew Kieran, I would tell you if I knew Kieran, but it's early days yet. You don't really, where a full concentration kind of was in terms of playing squad was Getting this league tied up, and now we'll look ahead to it in terms of personnel and stuff. But like, most of the squad there will be sticking about. So yeah, that's just trying to get ourselves that wee head start now and try and get business done.
You have a coach at your club. He works very close to you, Anthony Gorman. He's no stranger to League of Ireland football. What about yourself, Stephen? Finally, how excited are you for the future? And maybe a battery may need charging over the next few weeks. But knowing you as I do, your Letterkenny Rovers on the brain, I'm sure you'll be on the phone. You'll continue to work hard, and it won't be too much of a break. Maybe the next day or two, there may be a little bit of celebrating.
Aye, well, this luck will do. We're going to celebrate for sure. And like as you said, you try and get the batteries charged a wee bit over the summer, but at the same time, when you want to be competitive and challenged, you don't really have to. You don't really get time to switch off because someone else is always working hard somewhere else. And look, with Anthony Gorman here and like the backroom team, Nicky Gormley, Gagger McDade, Tony Blake, we're in a good place. And like there's great people at the club working behind the scenes. And then we have James Mossid, Manus McCarry, who do the line for us each week. They never miss. Donna McMorrow does the best match reports you've ever seen for our website. Joanne Wade at Home Games makes teas and coffees and all them people. This is for them today. And it's a great end of the season because the boys have worked hard all year. Like, we've probably over 100 training sessions and a lot of competitive football. And, like, in terms of the league, we've lost 2 games in 3 years. I know we have 1 game left now next week against Kilmacrennan, but to lose 2 league games in 3 years is quite an achievement, something very proud of. And proud of the players for keeping us that that strong within the squad and, yeah, keeping us going.
Well, Stephen, you're known to be a good tactician, but I can certainly say now you're not a bad man to stats. Stephen McConnell, thank you so much for joining us on Hell Radio Sunday Sport.
Thank you, Kieran, and happy birthday for yesterday, my friend.
Thank you. That is Stephen McConnell, the Letterkenny Rovers manager, then celebratory mode, another Brian McCormick Premier Division title.